Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala Rasulullah. Inshallah, I'm going to be talking about a few verses towards the end of Surah Al-A'raf, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how the disbelievers came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him when the Day of Judgment is going to take place. So we find that in many places in the Quran, people have come to the Prophet, and in a taunting fashion, in a ridiculing fashion, they used to ask him, when will the Day of Judgment take place? For example, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They say that when will this promise take place if you're truthful? This is found in multiple places in the Quran. يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهَا الْحَقِّ. The people that don't have iman in it, they are telling you to make it come quickly. يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا. As for the people that have iman, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا, they are afraid of it. So this was the attitude that the disbelievers had, and they used to come and in a ridiculing fashion, ask the Prophet ﷺ when the Day of Judgment is going to take place. So this is a selection of verses which talk about the same idea. So they say, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَهَا. They are asking you, O Prophet of Allah, about the Sa'a. Sa'a, literally translated, means hour, but in the context in which we are talking, it means the hour of the Day of Judgment. That when will it take place? أَيَّانَ مُرْسَهَا, when will the event take place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, that indeed its knowledge is with my Lord. Meaning only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about when that day will take place. لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not expose the time of it except to himself. Only he knows when it will take place. ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It is heavy in the heavens and the earth. So this has different meanings. ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ means that people will not be able to bear the knowledge of it. If they were told, they will not be able to bear the knowledge of it. And another meaning is that when it takes place, it is going to be heavy on the dwellers of the people of the earth and the skies. So when it happens, it's not going to be something easy. It's going to be very, very difficult, and it's going to be hard, not something that will be easy for people. So ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, heavy upon the people. And there are also other meanings described by the scholars for this particular verse. لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً. It will only come to you suddenly. When it comes, it will come suddenly. So according to a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that people will be going about their day-to-day activities. Somebody will have milked his cow or camel, and he's just about to drink the milk of it, and the Qiyamah will come. And a person will be fixing his hawd or well, he's going to be repairing it, and the Qiyamah will come. And a person will have put out the meal to eat, and before he puts it in his mouth, the Day of Judgment will come. And this actually reminds me, this hadith reminds me of an event that took place thousands of years ago in ancient Rome, in a place called Vesuvius, in Pompeii, on the foot of Mount Vesuvius. And what happened there, this is a volcano that erupted, and it erupted in such a way that it came suddenly upon the people, and the lava, it covered them in such a way that their mummified bodies were found many thousands of years later. And, you know, it looks like somebody is sleeping, and it looks like somebody is sitting about to start eating. And you can find these pictures online. The spelling is Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I-I. Or you just put Mount Vesuvius, and you'll see these pictures of people basically going about their day-to-day activities and doing their things on a daily basis, and suddenly this punishment comes, and they are as if they are trapped in a time capsule, and they can be seen doing their day-to-day activities. So that hadith, when I read that, reminded me of that event that took place in history. So, لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة, it'll only come to you suddenly. يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها. They are asking you, a prophet of Allah, as if you are knowledgeable about it, as if you have the knowledge about it, whereas you don't. قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, that indeed its knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but most people are not aware. They do not know. Most people, they do not know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about its knowledge. Inshallah, I'll come back to the amarat, or the signs of the Day of Judgment, in a minute. But it goes on to talk about something very important, and that is the issue of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether he was alimul ghayb or not. This is a discussion that takes place, especially in the Indian subcontinent, amongst various sects. Some say that he knew the knowledge of the unseen, he was alimul ghayb, and others say that he didn't. Whereas the proof is very, very clear that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam only knew the knowledge that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not alimul ghayb. And these verses, they indicate that. So the next thing, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, that I have no control over myself in terms of benefit or harm except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Meaning I cannot even control anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to harm, He sends that harm. If He wants to benefit, He sends the benefit. Nothing is in my hands. So again, this is the foolishness of those people that make dua at the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Many people think that if I go there and I make dua and ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then he's going to help me in some way. But this is very clear that even I don't have the power to benefit myself or harm myself. It is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next ayah is the point. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. If I knew the knowledge of the unseen, then I would be able to attain a lot of khayr, a lot of good. Meaning I would know where to dig for gold. I would know where to avoid going to a certain place to avoid being harmed. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have ilmul ghayb, and he went into situations where he got into trouble, he got stoned, and he went through so many difficulties. So he says, if I was alimul ghayb, then لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would be able to attain a lot of khayr. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ سُوءٌ, and no harm would ever come to me. إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, I am only a warner and a giver of glad tidings for people of Iman. That's my responsibility. I'm a human being who has been given this responsibility of warning people and warning people against about going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and giving glad tidings to those people that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow my sunnah. That's my responsibility only. Other than that, I'm simply a human being. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And this is, I'm a warner and giver of glad tidings for people that have iman. Now, going back to the issue of the Day of Judgment, there are many hadith that talk about the amarat and the signs of the Day of Judgment. And one of the most famous ones is the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had a discussion with Jibreel alayhi salam, who had come in the shape of a human, and they had questions and answers that took place in front of the Sahaba just to educate the Sahaba. And then at the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam informed the people that this was Jibreel. أَتَاكُمْ لِيُعَلِّمَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. He came to teach you your religion. So amongst the questions and answers that took place was, Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَتَ السَّاعَ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The person who's being questioned, meaning myself, doesn't have more knowledge than even the one who's questioning. So then Jibreel alayhi salam asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Then tell me about its signs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through some of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him about. He said, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. You will find that a slave girl will give birth to her own master. And there are many interpretations of this, and one of the most popular interpretations is that people will become disrespectful to their parents, so much so that the children will start to treat their parents as if they are slaves. So the slave girl will give birth to her own master. And then the hadith goes on to say, وَأَن تَرَى الْحُفَاةَ الْعُرَاةَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. You will find that shepherds who are naked of head, naked feet, and they are shepherds, they are basically tending to sheep, they start to compete with each other in building tall buildings. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Now, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there was no concept of tall buildings. There was a concept of big buildings, maybe, make a big building. But the Prophet ﷺ specifically used the word طول. From the word طول, يَتَطَاوَلُونَ means competing with each other in طول, in the length of the buildings. And this is what's going on now. In the Middle East, you have a competition to build the tallest buildings. In Dubai, you have the Burj Khalifa, then you have the Zamzam Tower right next to the Kaaba, huge, tall building, tall structure. And now in Jeddah, to compete with the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, Prince Talal has decided that he's going to build a building in Jeddah, which is going to be 1 mile tall, the tallest building in the world. So if you go back to the history of these people in the Middle East, before oil came, they were just Bedouins, tending to sheep and so on. And now the oil wealth came, and even that is going through difficulty these days. But using that oil wealth to build these tall buildings, it is basically fulfilling the thing that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned to us 1400 years ago. So this is one hadith, and there are other hadith which talk about things that if you reflect upon them, you'll find that those things are going on. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that the Day of Judgment will not come until people will talk into their shoulders or in their thighs. What does that mean? Maybe it means that the person will have a cell phone on his shoulder and he's basically talking, or a phone on his shoulder and he's talking, walking around. Thigh, I don't know, maybe some form of communication device that a person will put in his pocket, and the headphone is close to him. That is possibly what is meant. Another hadith says that the Day of Judgment will not come until people will have a piece of cloth that is hanging on their walls, and it will be displaying forms of fitna. What is that? Projector, maybe? Projector which projects the image onto the wall. The projector is made out of cloth, and it gives images of fitna, trials, tribulations, news that we see, and fitna in the form of movies that people watch nowadays. So there are many hadith which talk about various things that will take place, which we are seeing some signs of, which we can interpret as, Allah knows really if that is what is meant, but it's quite possible from the signs that this is what the Prophet ﷺ was referring to. And there are other hadith too, which I won't go into. But in any case, I would just like to finish off by referring to a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which an A'rabi, a villager, came to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him the same question. And the hadith says that this A'rabi came and he says, Ya Muhammad, you know, in a very rough way. Oh Muhammad. So the Prophet ﷺ was such an expert in discussing and dialogue, and he responded back the same way, saying, Ha, what do you want? There's another hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ was approached by a person whose dialect was, it used to have meme in it. And he asked him, هَلْ مِنْ بِرِّمْ صِيَامٍ فِمْ سَفَرْ. That means, هَلْ مِنَ الْبِرِّ الْصِيَامُ فِي السَّفَرْ. The Prophet ﷺ responded back by saying, in exactly his same dialogue, in the same dialect, he responded by saying, لَيْسَ مِنْ بِرِّمْ صِيَامٍ فِمْ سَفَرْ. In his dialogue, in his dialect, exactly the same accent. So this Arabi, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Muhammad. The Prophet ﷺ responded by saying, Ha, And then he said, Mata sa'a? When is the day of judgment going to take place? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kind of swept everything aside. He said, Inna sa'a atiya. The day of judgment is coming, whether you like it or not. It's coming. Fama a'adatta laha. What did you prepare for it? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves. People get fascinated with lectures about the Day of Judgment and the Dajjal and Imam Mahdi and all of these things. The real question is, what are we doing to prepare for it? The Prophet ﷺ basically sidelined all of the discussion and asked him straight up, what did you prepare for it? And the Bedouin, he replied in a very simple way too. He said, I didn't prepare something big. The only thing I know it, Muhibbullah wa Rasulah. And I have not done much preparation, but I do know that I love Allah and the Prophet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." The person will be with those that he loves, meaning on the Day of Judgment. So the question to ourselves should be not what the signs of the Day of Judgment have come or will come. The question is, what are we doing to prepare ourselves for it? And in our day-to-day lives, we should be thinking the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the nawahi, the things that He's forbidden, preparing our children also to become good practicing Muslims, preparing the next generation, preparing institutions to make sure that the next generation is protected. These are the things that we can do, and these are the things that are in our hands. Other than that, when the Day of Judgment comes, it will come. The question is that what are we doing to prepare ourselves with these things that I've just mentioned? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said in heaven.